night to go up 2-0 in the series and improve to 25-10 on the season. And for the Tarpons, they have lost now 4 in a row and 9 of 10. And they have sunk to 14-20 on the season in second-to-last place in the West Division. Taking a look at the complete standings in the Florida State League, starting in the East, the Mets enjoy a season-best 6-game advantage in first place over Jupiter. The Mets 25-10, Jupiter 19-16. Daytona and Palm Beach essentially close to being out of the race. Daytona 15-20, 10 games back. Palm Beach 13-22, 12 games back, as we are in the second part of the first half now. Fort Myers leads the West at 22-12, 2 games up on Clearwater. The Threshers are 20-14. Bradenton 16-19 has slumped. They're 6.5 out. Lakeland 7 out at 15-19. Tampa's 8 back at 14-20. Dunedin 8.5 out at 14-21. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. There's only 3 others. Clearwater and Fort Myers not playing tonight. Not sure why, but they'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. That was all part of the plan. So the 3 other games are Jupiter at Lakeland at 6:30. Lakeland leads that series 2-0. Bradenton is at Palm Beach at 6:30, and Dunedin is at Daytona at 7:05. And once again, our first pitch is scheduled for 6:30. Unlike yesterday, no storm 10 miles away, so we will be able to start on time. Take a quick break, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Tarpons.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Let's review today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. It is Carson Seymour on the mound, game 3 starter of this series. Carson making his 4th start and appearing in his 7th game. He's been incredible. Only 1 run allowed in 25 innings this year. A 3-0 record, a 0.36 ERA, 17 hits in 25 innings, only 7 walks, love that. 19 strikeouts, opponents just hitting 195 against the big right-hander from Kansas State, the Mets' 6th-round pick last year. He's coming off an appearance last Friday where he pitched 5 shutout innings in a no-decision over Lakeland. The Mets went on to win the game. Seymour on the mound for the Mets. The starter for Tampa is right-hander Richard Fitz, who's 0-2 in 5 starts, with a 6.41 ERA. Fitz, 22 years old. Yankees 6th-round pick last year out of Auburn. So you have 2 major D1 players drafted in the 6th round meeting up tonight. One has fared a lot better than the other this season, kind of like the 2 teams in general. The lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing center is Alex Ramirez. Omar De Los Santos bat second, plays left. Khalil Lee, after a day off, is batting third. He's the DH. William Lugo bats cleanup. He's at short. Carlos Dominguez will hit 5th. He's in right. Big game yesterday for him. Justin Guerrera, after an off day, plays third and hits 6th. Raul Berciarte makes his first appearance of the series, batting 7th. Junior Tillian hits 8th. He's at second, had one of his best games so far this season yesterday. And we welcome Fernando Villalobos to the lineup. He is the Mets' catcher tonight. For the Tarpons, Alexander Vargas leads off and plays short. Jason Dominguez in center batting second. Marcos Cabrera hits third, plays third. Anthony Garcia is at first. He bats cleanup. Ben Cowles hits fifth. He's at second. Grant Richardson's in left hitting sixth. Alan Mejia seventh and right. Connor Cannon's the DH hitting eighth. Ben Rice, the catcher, batting ninth. We step aside now for the national anthem. When we come back, game 4-3 between the Mets and the Tarpons. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye, baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Two-oh pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye, baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pias. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pias slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rainier, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye, baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time. The Mets and the Tarpons on a steamy, overcast, but rainless Thursday night on the west coast of Florida. Mets trying to make it three games in a row in this series. And eight in a row overall, which would be a season-long winning streak. Pretty impressive that 35 games into the season, the Mets already have two separate seven-game winning streaks. Their 7-14 winning percentage is the second best of the 120 minor league teams. Only the Aberdeen Ironbirds have a better record. They are 25-8, so playing two less games than the Mets. Mets going to go back to the gray jersey tops that they wore on Tuesday. St. Lucie in blue across the front, along with blue numbers on the front, blue numbers on the back too. All letters and numbers trimmed in orange. Tarpon's going to change it up, going with the vest-style jersey. A light blue. It says Tarpon's in white across the front, and the dark blue dry-fit skin-tight undershirt, sticking with the Yankee pinstripe pants. Also, blue hat, dark blue bill for the Tarpons with the fish hook in the shape of a T for Tampa or Tarpons, whatever you think. First pitch on the way, and it's swung on and missed by Alex Ramirez, and we're underway as Fitz pumps a fastball by the Mets leadoff hitter. Bus driver Ed has made his way up the stairs again. No heart palpitations this time. Looks in better shape today. Hear that, Ed? This ball is fouled away to the right. Or strike two. Late crowd as we begin this ball game. Seems most of the action is down the right side as Ramirez swings at a pitch over his head for strike three. And he gave that one away. And now De Los Santos comes up. De Los Santos is on a great run. maybe the Mets' most productive player recently. But the Mets did it without him yesterday. He went 0-for-4 with the walk. The Mets still scored 9 runs. As he swings and misses over the top of a Fitz curveball, strike 1. De Los Santos drove in 3 of the Mets' 4 runs in the 4-3 victory on Tuesday. He foul tips this pitch for strike 2. De Los Santos on the year hitting 291. 3 homers and 14 driven in. He swings and misses at a fastball and strikes out quickly. So 2 strikeouts for Fitz. The first 2 batters on just 6 pitches. Got an outside chance here at an immaculate inning. He will face Khalil Lee. Lee off for the first time since joining the team yesterday, but a decent opener on Tuesday, scored a couple of runs, and he grounds one foul for strike 1. That one in and out of the Tarpons' dugout. Lee had a walk, a double, reached on an error, and struck out twice on Tuesday. Fitz the 0-1. High for ball 1, and there will be no immaculate inning. It was 2 strikes away. One, and Lee fights this off to left. That will chase Richardson back. He looks like he's going to get there in time. He does, a few feet short of the warning track. So a long opposite field fly out for Khalil Lee, and the inning is over for Fitz. A 1-2-3 start for him on 8 pitches. And Carson Seymour coming out of the Mets dugout to make his 4th start of the season and his 7th appearance when we come back.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Alexander Vargas leads off for the Tampa Tarpons. Carson Seymour's first pitch is fouled away right side for strike 1. Let's see what Carson has in store on the mound for the Mets tonight. Trying to follow the good work done by Vassell and Ziegler through the first 2 games. The changeup outside, it's 1-1. Of course, Vassell had maybe the best start of any St. Lucie Met pitcher on Tuesday this season so far. 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts. Can't get a whole lot better than that. Here's a fly into right field for Vargas. It's going to get down for a hit. Dominguez jogs in to pick it up. Vargas on base with a single to start the night at the plate for the Tarpons. Brings up Jason Dominguez. I thought Vassell would have a good chance to have success given his arsenal, how he had pitched recently, given his approach, a long, successful collegiate career, getting that experience and facing this Tarpons team as Dominguez fouls one off that, you know, swings and misses out a lot of pitches, gives away quite a few at-bats, it would appear. Figured Ziegler would have a good day yesterday with all the swings and misses Tarpons offer, and he did until he started walking batters. And now we see what Seymour has as this pitch misses away. Seymour, not the biggest strikeout pitcher. That could change tonight, given how many times Tampa struck out in the series, 31 times. There's a foul ball. 16 times on Tuesday, 15 times last night for 430 strikeouts on the season through 34 games. 1-2 coming to Dominguez. Vargas runs, pitch comes inside and hits Dominguez. On a 1-2, Dominguez looks like he's okay, but slowly walking down to first, and now he's going to crouch off to the side of the plate. One caught him up high, maybe on the tricep. The trainer's going to come out and walk with him down to first. It does appear that he will stay in the game. This is a different start the previous two games. The Mets down quickly in the top of the first, and Tampa threatening right out of the gate in the bottom half. Marcos Cabrera up, the third baseman. First right-hander for Seymour to face. He throws one that Villalobos cannot handle. Trickles away to the backstop, a wild pitch. That was in the dirt, but that's one that Villalobos has to block. It's kind of right in front of him. It's one thing if it's off to the side and he has to slide, but that ball needs to be smothered. So second and third, no outs. Ball one to Cabrera. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Again, Seymour comes in with a 0.36 ERA, has allowed just one run all season. That includes unearned runs, too. There's none, just one earned run. As this ball is fouled back, it's nothing and two. So news already that the Tampa Tarpons are threatening. Perhaps get multiple runs here in the first inning. Seymour could use a strikeout, and he's 1-2 on Cabrera. Swing and a miss on a slider. Strike three, sit down, Marcos Cabrera. Good hard slider down and away for out number one. An out that does not produce a run. And Anthony Garcia will hit. Mets defense going to stay back. It will surrender the run in the early going for a ground out. First pitch, a ground ball right side. Diving try by Tillian. It's by him into right field. Dominguez comes up with a throw. Here comes a throw to get the other Dominguez. It's up the line. Villalobos runs out to greet it. It's a two-run single for Anthony Garcia as Vargas and Jason Dominguez score. 2-0 Tarpons in the first. Ground ball just past Tillian. It was going to get a run in all the way if Tillian somehow found a way to stop it. It would have been one run, but that was a clean single into right. And the Mets Dominguez from right field had no real shot. A right move by Villalobos to come out and catch that ball. Ben Cowell's up now. So Seymour, one run all season coming in, has surrendered two runs, getting just one out here tonight. ERA shoots from 0.36 to 1.07 in real time. And Cowell spanks the ball into center field for a hit. Garcia will take a big turn around second, but go back as Ramirez fires the ball back into Tillian at second. Three hits in the inning. Grant Richardson will hit. And an early mound visit for Victor Ramos. That's pitching coach. See if he can coax an easy out from the right arm of Seymour. It's been a single, a hit by pitch with the two-strike count, then a strikeout, two-run single, and then another single. Cowles, by the way, 0-for-4, four strikeouts. The Golden Sombrero on Tuesday, including a strikeout on a 3-2 pitch to end the game with the tying run on third base. Well, he was off yesterday after that brutal opener, and has a single here. It's a brief visit. Victor already back in the dugout. Grant Richardson will hit. The first lead for Tampa in the series. As Richardson takes a strike. Mets scored 3 in the top of the first yesterday, never really looked back. On Tuesday, the Mets had a 1-0 lead through 3. Tampa tied it in the fourth, but the Mets untied it in the sixth. There's a ground ball foul. And it's 0-2 on Richardson. Richardson off yesterday, 1-for-4, two strikeouts and a single Tuesday. Steal attempt on, swing and a miss. Villalobos throw down the third base side is no good. It's going to bring in Garcia. E2. Now Seymour gets the swing and a miss and the strikeout from Richardson. Villalobos trying to catch Garcia stealing, throws it away down the third base line. Justin Greer had to dive for it, trickled off the end of his glove. Dives in shallow left field. So already the new Mets catcher struggling behind the plate. The throwing error and unable to block the pitch in the dirt. Mejia swings and misses. Cowles at first base was not running like Garcia was when he advances up to second base after he saw that ball trickle away. Three nothing Tarpons. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2 on Mejia. Two outs and a runner at second. Couple looks back to second. The 0-2 home. Swing and a miss on a slider. Inning over. Three strikeouts in the inning. That's the good news. Bad news is that for the Mets, Seymour was hittable, and the new catcher had some struggles early. The Mets find themselves in a hole early. 3-0, but plenty of time to dig out as they aim for an eighth straight win.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
William Lugo will lead off for the Mets in the the second inning. Be curious to see what the Mets' approach is against Fitz, who threw 9 pitches in the first. 1-2-3. He got the Mets as this slider misses low. I think I mistakenly said 8-pitch first inning for Fitz. It was 9. Slider looked pretty good. We do have the automated ball strike system calling the zone tonight. So Matt Wachowski relays that this pitch was a strike. He's a plate umpire today. Caleb Martin in the field. 1-1 on Lugo, and he checks his swing as the ball goes to the backstop. Lugo in the 2 games, 3-for-9, all 3 hits doubles, including 2 yesterday. 2-1 pitch, he pounds one off the plate. This will be a tough play going for it as the second baseman. The quick throw in time to get Lugo. Cowles makes the play, falls down as he's throwing it, but it's a strike to first. Well done by Cowles. The pitcher, Fitz, went for it as it chopped over his head. Thought that once it cleared him, Lugo would have a good chance to reach, but Cowles had other ideas. And now Dominguez up, and he takes a fastball away. What will Carlos have for an encore? Sparked back to life yesterday after a brutal slump for about 2 weeks. Yesterday, 4-for-5. This 9th home run of the season, a double, 2 singles. Takes the slider away, and that is a good sign. And he lays off that slider outside. That was the pitch at Palm Beach and Lakeland the last 2 weeks was really able to get him on. He fouls this one back. Fitz from the wine, peering just out of that sliver from his mitt to his hat brim, throws one outside. 3 balls and a strike. Dominguez goes after the high fastball and swings through it. Full count. Fitz, the payoff pitch, breaking ball, called third strike. Dominguez dropped the bat, reached down to take off the shin guard, and seemed surprised when he was rung up by Wachowski. Too close to take. Robo-ump brings him up. 5-5 down. Good job by Fitz after falling behind 3-1. He has struck out 3. There's a swing and a miss from Guerrera. Justin slumping right now. 0-4-3, 3 strikeouts and a walk. Tuesday, sat yesterday. He takes a strike. And already facing an 0-2 count. Fits the pitch, too high. 3-0 Tampa, 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the second. Fastball fouled away. And a nice breeze blowing out to center today. Only one home run in this series. There's a slider away. And Guerrero's got home run power. Given the size of this ballpark, which is small, and the wind blowing out the last 2 nights, surprised we haven't had more than the Dominguez dinger. Fastball away. Good take. Full count. This time a few Tarpons step towards the dugout. Payoff pitch to Guerrera. He will fly one way up to left field. Richardson going back. Bye-bye baseball. This one's way out. Justin Guerrera gets the Mets on the board. A towering fly ball way past the left field wall. It's 3-1. Beautiful, majestic one-handed swing for Guerrera. Saw a couple of tough pitches laid off and is rewarded for that with the long ball. It's his second of the year. Now Raul Barcierto will hit his first at-bat of the series. And Rule takes the ball low. Let's stat cast it up for Justin Guerrera. Home run comes on a slider. 106-mile-per-hour exit velocity. High, high launch angle of 38 degrees. And he hit it 407 feet. The straightaway left. Hang time, get this, 6.4 seconds. It was way up there. There's a ball fouled away. Well, they have two levels to the left field stands. The Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. And on the top level, you have some shaded seats. On the bottom level, some tabletop seats. And here's Barcierto driving one to deep right field. This one's got a chance to get out. And it will! Up in the Seminole Hard Rock Cabana seats. Opposite field shot for Barcierto, who flexes as he looks into the dugout, rounds third base. Flexes that right bicep. He muscled it out the other way, and the Mets are within a run. Back-to-back home runs for Guerrera and Barcierto to make it a 3-2 score. Wow. What was I just saying moments ago about surprise more balls haven't left this park given the dimensions and the wind? All right, there you go. 2-2 at-bats. And Junior Tillian try to make it three straight. After a brief mound visit, Fitz throws one that is low. Well, Fitz, he was off to that good start, but he has given up at least two runs in every start this year. That holds true tonight as well. Tillian slices one foul. Well, we'll take a stat cast look at the Barcierto long ball. Fastball at 94 miles per hour. Exit velocity, 99. Launch angle, another high one at 34 degrees. And he hit 369 feet. Tillian, a chopper deep to short from the grass. Vargas the throw in plenty of time. That was a great play by the shortstop. Both feet in the grass, plants, throws, and a strike. A good defense in the inning for the Tarpons, but Fitz struggled to keep the ball in the park. Could be one of those wild nights. After an inning and a half, it's 3-2 Tarpons.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Car Carson Seymour throws one to Connor Cannon, who hits it hard but right to the shortstop Lugo. Low throw dug out by Berciarte at first. One pitch, one out for Seymour. But Carson scuffled a bit, and so did his battery mate Villalobos in that top of the first inning. It's not a brand new game, but Mets have to feel pretty good being down just one. Back-to-back two-out homers in the second, turning the tide as this pitch is off the plate to Ben Rice, the catcher. Rice, his first game of this series. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Tampa made a series of roster moves today, including promoting the catcher from the first 2 days, Anthony Siegler, up to High A Hudson Valley. So Ben Rice takes over the catching spot. Curveball gets in for a strike. The other catcher for Tampa, Antonio Gomez, he was promoted from the complex Yankees. Seymour's 1-2 pitch inside, nearly hit Rice. Two and two. A high bouncer to Berciarte at first. He will throw it to Seymour covering. Carson there in plenty of time. 3-1 put out. Two up, two down. Since that Cowell single that elicited a mound visit from Victor Ramos, it's been four batters, four outs. Back to the top, and Vargas singled and scored in the first. Two down in the home second. 3-2 is the score in favor of Tampa. This pitch fouled straight back. Vargas now 4-for-10 in this series as Seymour sails one all the way to the backstop. No harm, no foul with nobody on base. A 1-1 pitch inside. Two balls and a strike. Back to that Berciarte home run. That was his first of the season. Congrats to him. Mets now have 32 long balls on the season. Here's a ground ball heading up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit. It's off the lip of the grass, but straight to Ramirez. Wide turn. Ramirez throws back to first. Vargas close, safe. And Berciarte had his glove on the back of Vargas before the ball got there. The ball skipped right in, but he was safe. I think Vargas saw what I did. That ball took a hop off the lip of the dirt for the outfield grass and slowed down. Maybe he could stretch it to two, which, you know, with two outs, you want to get to second base so a hit can drive you in. I thought better of it. So Dominguez back up. Good to see he's okay after being hit by a pitch in the first. Vargas at first base now, 5-for-11. There's a foul ball straight back to the screen. And curious to see the Yankees approach on the bases. Of course, Garcia tried to steal third in the first inning, maybe picking on the new Mets catcher. So they try to test him out. An inaccurate throw by Villalobos led to a run and an error. Vargas starts and stops, retreats to first base, and Seymour spun around, looked to second. That's how far Vargas had jumped off. He had spun around to first. Would have had him picked. It's a very short lead. Seymour will spin and throw now. Safe. Step off number two. Back-to-back step-offs. And now that he can't do it again and expect Vargas to go. The lead is already bigger. It's just good base running is what that is. He's not running. The pitch is high, 1-1. And if you make a pitcher use both of his step-offs within the first two pitches of the at-bat, you can enhance your lead. Not running as this ball sliced out to the left by Dominguez. One and two. Tarpon's lead 3-2 in the early going. Two outs, a runner on first. Seymour's pitch, slider swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down Jason Dominguez. Good job by Seymour. He now has four strikeouts through two innings. A much better inning in the second than the first. He strands the two-out single. Mets, Tarpons going to the third. Tampa up by one.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Here's Fernando Villalobos getting his first at-bat as a St. Lucie Met. Promoted from the complex team in time for the start of this series. Drake Osborne caught the first two as this pitch is a strike. Mets going through some adversity at the catching position. The loss of Jose Rivera to the IL. Jose is with the team doing some work. Hopefully it will be a short-term miss of time, because he is really a valuable player. Can spell Osborne, has great strike zone recognition behind the plate and also as a hitter, and can play some second base too. So the Mets certainly miss him. We'll see how Villalobos can fill in. Fitz pitch is swung on and missed. It's now 2-2. Villalobos from Mexico, 5'10", 210. He's a lefty hitter. That's a nice perk for this Mets lineup. They don't have a lot of lefties. Only Khalil Lee and Jack Thomas Wold, the other left-handed hitters. Villalobos checks his swing. I think he went on appeal. He did. And he peeled it down to the first base umpire, who has to see through the back of the lefty hitter, but I think that was the right call. Villalobos is the fourth strikeout for Fitz. He is through the lineup the first time. He got everybody out except Guerrera and Bercierto, who left the park. There's a pitch low. No replay or video content here in Tampa, but I did see where ABS had that pitch to Bercierto for the home run, and it was way up above the letters, a clear ball. But Raul just used his strength and bat speed to get to it. 1-1 to Ramirez. He fouls one back. Alex struck out swinging on three pitches to start the game. He's behind in the count 1-2. He's back to wearing the pink batting gloves he wore on Mother's Day. He flies this one towards left field, sinking fast and for a hit. A jam shot, but it falls in front of Richardson. Alex with the one-out single. First non-home run hit for the Mets tonight. Ramirez, your tough series last week against Lakeland, but exploding on Sunday for four hits, is now 4-for-10 in this series. So heating back up again. De Los Santos up. Ramirez, big lead. That's a lead where you run, and he's running. He gets a good run. De Los Santos, line drive way out to left field. Bye-bye baseball. And about a 10-foot bat flip for Omar De Los Santos. Two-run shot to put the Mets up for the first time tonight. My goodness. That was a nuke. That was over the left field stands and somewhere out in the swamp area. Here past Steinmetz Field. A lightning bolt from De Los Santos, who's having a monster couple of weeks here. I need a replay just for the bat flip. When I look down, and I see Omar walking down the line, and the bat is 10 feet above his head. Here's Khalil Lee swinging and missing. Yeah, I'm sure the Mets have rubbed some teams the wrong way this year with bat flips like that. I know Daytona's not pleased. I don't think the Mets care. Here's the tapper up the middle. And it's bobbled around by the shortstop, picks it up and throws, not in time. Throws it away into the dugout. And Khalil Lee, hustling all the way down the right field line, can now go to second base. So Vargas running in, cutting off the second baseman Cowles, makes the E6. And a lot happening here in a short amount of time. But the Mets have Lee at second base with one out. And a one-run lead. William Lugo will hit. All right, let's get the StatCast numbers for De Los Santos. Prepare to be impressed. As William Lugo stands in, he takes a fastball off the plate. Oh man. 112 mile an hour exit velocity for De Los Santos. He hit that ball 463 feet. Good night. This ball is fouled away. Well, if you watch the Mets game this afternoon, Pete Alonso hit a walk-off home run in the 10th inning into the second deck at Citi Field. That went 447. This one's 16 feet longer. Launch angle 25 degrees. Goodness. Omar De Los Santos. Eye-popping dinger. 1-1 pitch to Lugo. He ropes one down the left field line. That is going to be a fair ball all the way to the wall in the blink of an eye. Coming around and scoring is Lee. It is 5-3 Mets. And that 3-0 deficit to start the game, it feels like a long time ago. It is a hit parade. And Dominguez will come up. And Dominguez is the team leader in home runs with 9. And he's just got to be watching these balls leave the park and getting very excited to come back to the plate. Struck out in the second. And we'll have a mound visit from Grayson Crawford, the pitching coach. Fitz started this game 7 consecutive strikes and 2 strikeouts. And that 7th strike made an 0-1 count on Lee. And he was, you know, closing in on perhaps an immaculate inning. And now he's got 1 out in the 3rd. He's given up 5 runs, 4 hits, 3 homers, a double. as defense, Vargas making an error in this inning, not helpful. The tide has turned. And for Lugo, another double. He's got 10 now on the season, 4 in this series. All 4 of his hits in the series are doubles. And he ties Ramirez for the team lead in doubles. His double, 111 off the bat. Boy, the exit velocities for the Mets tonight. The 111 double, 112 home run. Guerrero, 106 home run. Mound visit over. Dominguez takes this pitch in the dirt for ball one. Fastball. A strike. Well, Dominguez, I give him credit. He struck out in the second inning, but it was on a 3-2 pitch. He took some close ones. He thought he took ball four on what was eventually the strikeout pitch. But he's certainly tightened it up. And he swings at this one. A vicious cut on a pitch that was in the zone. Swing and a miss on a high slider. And Dominguez strikes out for the second out of the inning. So that time expanded.
Next up for the Mets, the third baseman, number 22.
And Guerrero will come back up. First time since his home run. He swings and misses at a pitch at the knees. Now, Dominguez, he only met this year to hit 2 home runs in a game. But you know, 3 Mets are going to have a shot to match him. Fitz throws one that swung on a miss, the slider away. Lugo still out there on second. Pitch inside to Guerrero. Good take. 1-2. One, two pitch. Good eye again. Changeup fades away. Evens the count, 2-2. Mets lead 5-3. 2 outs in the top of the third. Hits the pitch, and Guerrero will take it outside for ball 3. Another pitch where the Tarpons start to leave the infield, thinking strike 3. Very similar to how the at-bat unfolded for Justin last time. Took that same pitch, laid off, and then homered on the next one. 3-2. He will take a strike 3 at the knees. He thought he had drawn ball 4. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fitz. After the Lugo RBI double made it 5-3. Mets in front by 2 halfway through the third. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Ball and a strike count on Marcos Cabrera as Carson Seymour pitches with the lead for the first time. Cabrera slugs one into left center, but ranging over is Ramirez, and he nabs it for out number one. Seymour has now gotten on a good run. Four of the first five batters reached against him, but he's retired six of the last seven, and this is more like the Seymour we've gotten used to. Mixing in a few strikeouts, but getting easy outs from his defense. This ball is another high bouncer. Lugo will pick it with the bare hand. Throw to first, just in the nick of time to get Garcia. Now, William had no choice but to go bare hand over the mound. The high chopper lands softly in his right paw and makes the play. Quickly two outs as Cowles comes up, and he takes a ball outside. Cowles singled in the first inning, left on first. As this pitch is swung on and missed. Check swing. Nope, he went around. Called right there at home by Wachowski. Swing and a miss on the cutter. Strike three, sit down, Ben Cowles. Best inning so far for Seymour. He's settling in. That was his best inning of the night. He's pitching with the 5-3 lead. We'll go to the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Raul Berciarte leads off for the Mets, coming off his first home run of the season. Opposite field shot into the Hard Rock Cabanas up there. They actually have folks out there tonight. There's a lot of unique areas to watch a game here in Tampa, as Berciarte fouls one straight back. They did a great job with the renovation here a few years back. In that, you know, late part of the teens, 2000 teens, a lot of Grapefruit League ballparks got renovated, including Clover Park. As this pitch is a high strike. There used to be nothing beyond the outfield wall here in Tampa. Now they built the boardwalk that goes all the way around, and several different options for fans to sit at. Here's another slow bouncer over the mound. This is Cowles, the throw, and it can't be picked by Garcia. Berciarte runs back to first base quickly. Didn't want to risk the umpire thinking he made the turn. So Cowles had to get rid of it quick, hoping that the first baseman could dig it out. Garcia's had trouble with that in the series. I don't know if they're going to call that a hit or an error, but your first baseman's got to be able to pick these. Not an error on the first baseman, but scoopage is a big part of playing first. You got to bail your defender out. They'll call that a throwing error on Cowles, as this pitch is a slider for Strictatillion. So the league-worst defense, Tampa, has reared its ugly head here. They made two great plays in the first inning. Downhill sense. Tillion fouls one off. All right, back to the seating here in Tampa. Well, let's start down the left field line, that judgment-free Planet Fitness zone. You have, you know, some just regular chair back seats at the top with the drink rail. They have shade structures over the top, but it's open air. A nice place to watch a game. Omar sent one over those seats a while back. Berciarte running. The throw to second to get him is in time. Berciarte thought he made the swim move with the right arm. The umpire calls him out. That's one where, you know, in this league with no replay and two-man umpiring crew, if the throw gets there ahead of the runner, I mean, it's going to be an out 95% of the time, even if he makes a great swim move and manages to avoid the tag. No. Here's a fly ball, deep right field by Tillion. That might get out. It's off the base of the wall. And Tillion will go to second and stop there. Juggled a bit in the outfield by Dominguez. Tillion with the double. Comes just after Berciarte was caught stealing. Look, we said it yesterday, but worth saying again. Omar De Los Santos has stolen 20 bases for the Mets. He's been caught once. Everybody else for the Mets has stolen 15 bases and now has been caught 21 times. So it's the point now where, you know, I'm not sure it's worth anybody running except for De Los Santos. But the Mets keep trying. So Tillion on second. Here's Villalobos. He's 0 for 1. Villalobos last year in the FCL played in 14 games. He was in the Dominican Summer League 2019 for the DSL Mets 1 and 2. Mainly with the one team. This ball's fouled off. He is a career 175 hitter, 21 for 120, with one home run and four doubles. And the offensive numbers don't really jump off the charts for him. But catching and hitting is a monumental task. 0-1 pitch, he takes one for a strike on the inside corner. All right, so you got those, you know, drink rail seats with the sun structures, shade structures at the top level, and then right underneath that judgment zone, which is just above the wall, you have more seats enclosed and shaded. High chair backs, as this pitch is a called third strike. Lobos has now struck out twice tonight. Then you have drink rail seating all the way across, just above the 8-foot-tall outfield wall, running all the way from the scoreboard to the corner of the batter's eye. And behind the batter's eye, you walk around there. There's a concession stand, which I'm sure is closed. This pitch is swung on a miss by Ramirez. Then you have those beautiful cabana seats with the shade structures on the upper level in right field. And below that, some enclosed tables and high chairs you can sit at. Nobody's down there. Quite a few people in the cabana seats, though. Ramirez rolls one foul, strike two. Then to the right of that, and more tabletop seating, and then a lot of drink rail seats leading up to the outfield bar. Plenty of options here in Tampa. I like to broadcast a game out there. I don't know the power situation. 0-2 on Ramirez. Alex swings and misses and strikes out. So the Mets get a runner on an error and then a double, but no runs after the caught stealing. Cillian stranded at second. Mets lead 5-3 in the middle of the fourth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Grant Richardson at the plate to lead off the home fourth. Seymour has settled in nicely. The rocky start, giving up 3 runs in the first inning after allowing just 1 run all season. He drops in a breaking ball for strike one. He's retired 8 of 9, including 4 in a row. There's a liner out of play. Meanwhile, the Mets have stormed back with 3 home runs to take a 5-3 lead. Action early tonight. Here's a fly ball way up. Shallow, though. Barely makes it to the outfield. Backpedaling and snagging is Lugo. I keep saying it, but William Lugo is solid everywhere Robbie Robinson puts him. He plays third, he plays short. He's underrated at first. The bat's coming around. I mean, the Mets might have something there. Alan Mejia up. 9 of 10 have been retired. There's a swing and a miss. Mejia struck out swinging in the first. A slider backdoor for a strike. Nothing in two. fastball away. Seymour's 1-2. Another slider outside. Mejia stays off of it. Two-two pitch, low for ball three. Seymour's not walked a batter. This accidental plunk of Dominguez on a 1-2 pitch, second batter of the game. Oh, he just walked Mejia here. Four straight misfires. That ends the string of five and are overtired. Brings up Connor Cannon. Seymour walks to the back of the mound. Looks like he was just tying his shoes. Buy him an extra moment to reset. First pitch high for a ball to Cannon. Five straight misses. Decent lead for Mejia. Just at the cutout. There's a grounder to third, but that'll go foul. Mets would love a double play ball. They've turned a ton this year. 36 through 35 games. None tonight. A 1-1 pitch. Up high. Two balls and a strike. Seymour spins and throws hard to first, checking in on Mejia. That's something he can do as a pitcher to help his new catcher. Two-one, fouled straight back. Tarpons are an interesting team. They have Dominguez. People have propped up to be a future superstar. They started the season 6-3. It's pretty good. Made on the 2-2. And it's blooped towards the Mets' dugout. Go foul into the stands. So starting 6-3, then they lost 7 in a row. Then they turned around and won 7 out of 8. And now, since winning 7 out of 8, they are 1-9 in their last 10. I mean, talk about highs and lows, peaks and valleys. Here's a pitch to the backstop. Lobos lunging to his right. He couldn't snag it. And that was a wild pitch all the way. Make it a full count. It just looked like Seymour held onto the ball too long. So he's set for a 3-2 to Cannon. Here it comes, high for ball four. Back-to-back walks with one out here in the fourth inning. Seymour quickly grabs the rosin. That's patting in his hand and spikes it. As Ben Rice will hit, number nine hitter. Wonder if we're getting ready for another mound visit. We are. Just as Rice steps in, Victor will jog on out. And give Carson a second breather. Well, last time he did this, that started the string of 9 out of 10 being retired. Well, Victor always seems to have a good feel when to go pay the pitcher a visit. Back-to-back walks seems to be like a fine time. Again, the Mets just one ground ball to an infielder away from potentially getting out of this inning, keeping the 5-3 lead. Rice says the number 9 hitter and catcher you figure is a candidate to hit a grounder. Grounded out last time to Bear Sierta at first. First pitch, check swing on a changeup low. Ground ball, but foul into the Tampa, or off the Tampa bullpen dugout. They'll trickle away towards their bullpen. And he'll pause as Dominguez has to go pick it up. High fastball for a strike. Right at the letters. Seymour right at 60 pitches through 3 1/3. One, two, ground ball foul. This one into the Tampa dugout. Scatter a few tarpons in there. Mets bullpen should be in pretty good shape. Yesterday, give a lot of credit to Luis Moreno. Didn't have the great stuff in command, but managed to go 4 1/3 innings to finish things out. Saved more arms for today. A 1-2 inside for ball two. It was only Hartwig and Cornelli for the Mets on Tuesday. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down Ben Rice. Sixth strikeout for Seymour. That is out number two in the home fifth. Mets lead 5-3. And back to the top, and Vargas has been a thorn in the Mets side. 2-for-2 today, 5-for-6 and 5-for-11 in the series. All singles. That figures to play to run here if he hits one. Here's a ground ball. Takes a bad hop, but Bear Sierta will handle it right over the line at first. Boy, he was playing right at the line. Shuffled over. Took a bad hop over the base. But he hangs on to it. A little chin music for Raul. That, if it gets over his head or by him, could score two. Instead, the two walks are stranded. Good job to Bear down by Seymour. He's through four solid innings, three in a row without a run. Mets will take their 5-3 lead to the fifth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Omar De Los Santos back up. He takes a strike and then a ball. Clobbered two-run homer, 112 off the bat, 463 feet last time up. As impressive a home run as you will ever see in a single-A game. Two-one pitch fouled back. Fitz still in the game. Got off to the hot start. Nine pitch, 1-2-3 first, but three home runs across the second and third innings and five runs, but bounced back with a scoreless fourth. 2-2 pitch is spoiled foul. Pitched around an air and a double last inning. Keep the Mets off the board. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Stays 2-2. That home run for De Los Santos was his fourth of the year. 33rd of the season for the team. 2-2 pitch, lays off, full count. We figured yesterday he went 0-4 and today started for 0-1. They've been 0 for his last five with two strikeouts and a double play, so was due for that home run. Now a high bouncer to Vargas at short, sets his feet, a dart to first just in time. De Los Santos nearly beat out what was a routine grounder. One man out, and Khalil Lee comes up. Khalil 0-4-2, reached on the air in the third and scored on the Lugo double. Fitz's first pitch is inside. Mets today entered the evening with the 25-10 record. Missed the pregame show. That is the second best winning percentage in minor league baseball. Only the Aberdeen Ironbirds are better. Same amount of wins, but two less losses. There's a 1-1 pitch. Only the Yankees, the major league level, have a winning percentage better than the Mets, 714. There's the ball fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Mets a six-game lead in the East as we are now past the first half of the first half. Checking in on the Jupiter team, which is the closest to the Mets in the standings, six back, down 1-0 in the sixth in Lakeland. Here's the ball that's fisted foul. There was a scenario where last Saturday, Jupiter had swept a doubleheader and the Mets were in a tie game late with Lakeland, where if the Mets had lost that game, would have been down to a two-game division lead as Lee pulls one through the right side for a base hit. A one-out single. Now the lead has ballooned to six, the biggest of the season. And with that base hit, Rachel Balkovic is going to pull the plug on Fitz. Well, that is it for him. He will depart with one on and one out in the fifth inning. Mets lead 5-3. Back with the new pitcher for the Tarpons after this.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more.
Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The new pitcher for the Tarpons is right-hander Harold Cortijo. This will be his 10th appearance of the season. Hi, Ed. How you doing? Bus driver Ed clapping, making some noise below the booth. Ed, they can hear you. Say something into the microphone. No? He's been driving the bus since 2006. Knowing Ed for 8 years, I can't get him on the air. He won't do it. Guess he's too big time for me. He can't possibly be getting in trouble with the bus company. Here's a pitch that comes inside, and that hit Lugo or it hit the bat? I think it hit him. It did. And the umpire then just put his hands up. Hit by a pitch. So, not the way that Cortijo wanted to come in. Plunking Lugo, who had previously doubled. William tried his best to dive back out of the way, but lifting his arms up high caught him somewhere on the arm. Now here's Dominguez, who has struck out twice today, but I think having much better at-bats, not chasing wildly, getting into some deep counts. Mets have two on with one out, leading by two runs in the fifth, and this pitch is over for a strike. Cortijo, a 1-0 record, a 4.11 ERA this season. Also spent last year in Tampa, but only six games. Also spent 2019 in single A with then Yankees affiliate Charleston. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Charleston is now single A affiliate of the Rays. The old single A affiliate of the Rays was Bowling Green, which is now the high A affiliate of the Rays. And the previous high A affiliate was with the Rays was the Charlotte Stone Crabs, who used to be in the Florida State League, but are now no more. Get all that? Good. Here's a pop-up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect. Vargas, the shortstop, will make the catch anyways. The runners stand on their bags. And Dominguez skies one. For out two. And Guerrero will hit with Lee on second and Lugo on first. Justin, a home run and a strikeout looking that he thought was ball four. Maybe on a non-ABS night, he draws a walk. First pitch, slider away. Tomorrow, we welcome back the challenge system. I missed the challenge system. Had that five games last week. Should have it every game. One oh pitch on a strike at the knees. Maybe one day we will have it every day. Ortiz's pitch outside. Good eye. Two balls and a strike. Slider inside corner. good for strike two. So two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Ortijo into a low crouch. He comes set. Breaking ball fouled away. Guerrero got just a piece to send it to the backstop. Portillo again, the low bend, now the pitch, and it's right down the pipe for a called third strike. Guerrero was not expecting that. Looking for the second time. So, Lee singles. Lugo hit by a pitch, but neither score. Two stranded in each of the past two innings for the Mets. At the halfway mark, game kind of slogging along. Mets lead the Tarpons 5-3.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Carson Seymour back out for more in the fifth inning. The 5-3 lead. That's 66 pitches. Throws ball one to Jason Dominguez. And Dominguez slashes one foul. Dominguez hit by pitch and a strikeout. He has scored one run. Part of the three-run Tarpon first. Mets got two in the second, three in the third. The current 5-3 lead. There's a ball outside. Tarpons do strike out a lot, but I will give them credit for some grinding at-bats that resulted in walks last inning and in the middle of the game yesterday. And they drew 7 free passes. I think a team that strikes out as frequently as they do, you know, would not be able to be that patient. Here's a pitch up. It's 2-1. And a ground ball rolled over to Tillian at second. Junior makes the chest-high throw. Dominguez is out. Easy does it on the 4-3 putout. And Marcos Cabrera will come up. There's only been one hit with the Tarpons in the last 15 batters. It was Vargas back in the second inning. Cabrera 0-2. So despite a couple of walks and falling behind some hitters, Seymour not giving in to hits and runs. A 1-0 is fouled off for a strike. Final line for Fitz. He went 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. No walks and 8 strikeouts. Now that's a good ratio, but you can't keep in the ballpark. That's a problem. A 1-1. There's a swing and a miss on a good cutter. We have dueling sixth-round picks from last season on the mound. Seymour from Kansas State, Fitz from Auburn. There's a breaking ball line, just foul. Pass Guerrero at third. He's guarding the line, but couldn't reach out and snag it. One, two. Sky ball into center. Three Mets converging. This could be tough. Who wants it? It's the shortstop, Lugo. Lugo and the second baseman, Tillian, were basically side by side. And Ramirez was coming in. No problems in the end. Cabrera out. The shallow pop fly. Four straight retired by Seymour after he walked two straight hitters last inning. And here's Garcia. A two-run single in the first. Ground out in the third. Now he's up for the third time. He takes ball one low. It's 5-3 Mets in the bottom of the fifth. And Seymour at 76 pitches now. Probably his last inning. Been in the high 70s. The pitch count. It did touch in the 80s. One time as this ball's fouled off. I'll give you the pitch count totals for his six games. 58, 8, 64, 71, 68, 84. So right in the sweet spot there. He dumps in a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-2. A 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down Anthony Garcia, and that is now a season-high 7 strikeouts for Carson Seymour. And if that is indeed his last inning, he turned his start around. He was down 3-0, just one out into the first inning. Didn't give up another run. And the Mets have a 5-3 lead through five.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you for the sixth inning. Cortijo back out there, and he throws ball 1-2 Bercierta. Rebel today his first home run of the season and reaching on an error. 5-3 Mets as we start this sixth inning at the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Thanks for making the Mets and Tarpons part of your, what are we, Thursday night? They all run together, folks, even just 36 games into the season. Wait till we get to, like, game 100. I don't know what month we're in. There's the ball fouled away to the right. Have to say, I think guys are enjoying the trip. Our first real true road trip of the season. Overnight in Tampa. Dunedin up next. There's a pitch for a strike. Tampa's a bustling metropolis. A few of us got out on the golf course today. That was fun. Golfing with the boys as the Bears here to grounds one deep to short. Vargas, a good throw. He has out number one of the sixth. And played with Robbie Robinson today. He hadn't played in 4 years since he was with the Twins organization. Robbie swung it pretty good for a guy who hadn't played that long. Mike DeLong, our systems associate. He's got a pretty good swing. Bryce Weary, development coach, put together a few good shots. It's good to get out there. Pitch for a strike to Tillian. Not to brag, but I'm going to do it anyways because it doesn't happen very often in my golf game. I turned in a scorecard of 78 today. 39 on the front and back. Pretty good for me. Pretty good for Junior Tillian, who crushes this ball to left field for another home run. Bye-bye baseball. Junior Tillian becomes the fourth Met of the night to homer. And that will double up the Tarpons. It's 6-3 for Tillian, his second home run of the season, and he's having a big series. Two hits yesterday, a double and a home run tonight. I love his hitting at Steinbrenner Field. The most home runs the Mets have hit in a game this season. They hit three a few weeks back in Jupiter against the Cardinals. They have four already in the sixth inning. Here's a shallow fly to short. That's caught and tracked down by Vargas off the bat of Villalobos. All right, let's get the StatCast numbers on Mr. Tillian. Exit velocity 103 as Ramirez spoils when fouled. Fastball is at 94. Tillian turned on it. It was a low liner, 22-degree launch angle, 374 feet. This pitch is a strike at the knees to Ramirez. Boy, 374 to left. I mean, that just makes De Los Santos' homer even sillier, that he went 100 more feet almost. Ramirez stays alive with the foul. So Guerrero, Bercierta, De Los Santos, and now Tillian all leaving the yard, and there's a swing and a miss with one hand and a ball in the other batter's box from Ramirez. Didn't have it that at bat, his third strikeout of the night. Tillian joins the home run party, makes it 6-3 through 5.5. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Leading off for the Tampa Tigers, in the bottom of the sixth inning, is the second baseman,
Carson Seymour back out there for the sixth, and the first pitch he throws is hammered into center field from Ben Cowles. First hit sends two outs in the second inning. Looking down in the Mets bullpen, can't really see. And I do know what appears a lefty is throwing. That means either Juarez or Lavender. I think it's Juarez. Here's a line drive base hit for Grant Richardson into the gap. Cowles is going to take the turn at second, go to third. Two pitches, two hits, runners at the corners for the Tarpons. Down 6-3. Here they come. Alan Mejia will come up. We'll see if Robbie Robinson is going to stick with Seymour. It looks like he will. Seymour at 81 pitches now, approaching his season high. Mejia has struck out and walked. Takes this pitch for a strike on the inside corner. He backed away from it. Pickoff throw. Not in time. Pitcher pitches thrown to the backstop as it goes away from Villalobos. That will bring in a run from third in Cowles, who was stealing, or he was at third as the play began. Richardson was stealing, so he goes to second, and then the third on the wild pitch, and that makes it 6-4. And with no outs, the Tarpons can get within a run real fast. And it's 1-1 on Mejia. So yeah, that Lobos couldn't block it. A wild pitch. And there's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. So Richardson able to go two bases on that pitch, the steal, and kept on going as it bounced away. 1-2 on Mejia, and he taps it up the third base side, but it will roll foul. So each team with the run in this sixth inning, but Tampa poised for at least one more. One-two pitch, foul tipped and squeezed by Villalobos. Good catch. That completes the strikeout. One way in the sixth inning. And with that out, thought it was going to bring Robbie Robinson off the top step, but he stays in. Connor Cannon is up. He has struck out and walked. Mets defense playing back, up two runs. Will surrender that runner from third to make it a one-run game as his pitch is swung on and missed. Seymour up to eight strikeouts now. One fouled away. Say the Mets are playing back, but Bear Sierra's at least on first. He's got his toes near the infield grass. As close as you can be with the new minor league rules for infielders on the dirt. There's a ground ball deep at short, backhanded by Lugo. Good throw to bad throw to first. Looked good and out of the hand, but Bears here to jump off the bag to catch it. It's an E6. Run scores to make it 6-5. And now Tampa, instead of two outs and nobody on, has one out and runner on first. It was pretty routine for Lugo. Just a bad wide throw. An RBI for Cannon. And Robbie Robinson coming out to make the move. So Tillian gives the Mets their biggest lead of the night with the solo home run last inning. But it's quickly down to a one-run lead, and the tying run is aboard. Seymour will depart. A little sloppy in the inning with the air, the wild pitch, a couple of groove fastballs that were hit for singles. Looks like Juarez will come on from the bullpen, try to put out the fire.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Daniel Juarez on the mound. Hang on at first. Ben Rice at the plate with one out. Juarez's first appearance of the series. He's had a good season. This is relief appearance number 10. 22 strikeouts in 14 innings. That's certainly worth watching against this high strikeout Tampa team. And he's going to get lefty Ben Rice. So he's got the lefty-lefty matchups. Tampa has a lot of switch hitters. They've all been able to bat left-handed this series so far. They'll have to turn it around against Juarez. First pitch, a pop-up in fair territory in the direction of Guerrera, and Justin will snag it for out number one. Two on one pitch. Back to the top, and Vargas, one of those switch hitters. Vargas, Dominguez, and Garcia all switches. And you got Richardson and Rice lefties. So this appears to be a good spot for Juarez to deal with. Vargas is 2-for-3. A swing and a miss on a changeup, and it was way ahead of it. Strike one. Juarez 1-0, one save, 1.93 ERA. Just three runs allowed this season. Only five walks. Here's a pitch that gets away from Villalobos. Couldn't corral it, and that means the tying run can and goes up to second. Tough to see from this point of view in the press box if that was a wild pitch or a pass ball. It was low. That's one. The catcher's got to figure out how to stop, keep the runner there. 1-1 pitch, sinks low, and Villalobos blocks this one. Pitch for a strike on the inside corner. It is called a wild pitch. Again, the official scorer's got the same view as I do. Just tough to see. That's four wild pitches now on the Mets. 2-2. Fastball. Blew it by him. Strike three. Sit down Alexander Vargas. Good job by Juarez. Strands that tying run on base. But it's close again. It's really been close the whole way. Mets will take a 6-5 lead into the seventh inning. Looking for an 8-game winning streak. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound for the Tarpons. Right-hander Bailey Dees, D-E-E-S. First-year pro. Charlotte, North Carolina. 18th round pick by New York last year. We'll face Omar De Los Santos. Six relief appearance for Dees this season, replacing Cortijo. Mets lead 6-5 in the seventh. Dees throws one outside. He's 23 years old, out of Penn State, 18th round pick towards the end of last summer's draft. 1-0, De Los Santos socks one into center field. Tracing back is Dominguez, and he has out number one in the visiting seventh.
Next up for the Mets, the designated
hitter, bring up Khalil Lee. Cortijo went the inning in two-thirds, one hit, one run. It was the solo home run by Tillian. No walks and two strikeouts. Another one of those games for the Mets, not walking any time, striking out a ton. But look, when you sock four balls out of the ballpark, well, season best, it's hard to hit home runs, hard to hit anything. You get four in one game and still almost three full innings to go. A little bit the strikeouts and the walks, even if you have to do it gritting your teeth. 0-1 pitch is rocked to right field. That's going to be down and into the gap for Lee. Picked up backhanded by Mejia on the warning track, and Lee will slow into second base with the one-out double. And Khalil Lee, demoted from Syracuse after a very slow start, is starting to heat up for the Mets. He's reached out three times tonight. Officially two times, a single and a double. Made it on base on an error in the 30s, 2-for-4. Don't know how long Lee will be with St. Lucie, or what it's going to take to get him back in the good graces of player development so he can go back to AAA Syracuse, where he was amazing last year, made a big league appearance last year. Started this year, still a top 10 prospect. This ball is fouled away. And I imagine he's really going to have to work his way off the St. Lucie Mets roster. Keep cranking doubles like that would help his cause. Lugo in an 0-1 count. Speaking of doubles, Lugo flies one into left field, charging in as Richardson. He makes the catch. Or out number two. Say Lugo in his fourth double of this series in the third inning. He now drops to 1-4-3. Carlos Dominguez is up. If you had told me, Adam, the Mets are going to have four home runs through the first six innings tonight, pick the four. I would have put Dominguez in there for sure. But he has not homered. 0-for-3, two strikeouts, and an infield fly. Deez's pitch is a slider for a strike on the corner. 6-5, two outs in the seventh. That's a big runner at second base for the Mets and Lee. This one's hammered into left field for a base hit. Lee is going to get the stop sign at third, and he had to. The throw skips home. Blocked by Rice, the catcher. Lee would have been out by 30 feet. A well-struck baseball by Dominguez on the board in the hit column. Hit it so sharply it was into the mitt of Richardson before Lee was even close to third base. And Khalil was surprised that he got the stop sign, but unless that was a throwaway, he would have been a sitting duck. So they're at the corners for Guerrera. 1-4-3 with a home run and two strikeouts. Deez throws a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Mets up to 10 hits. Double-digit hits for the Mets now in all three games in this series. And four games in a row total. That'll be making Victor Burgos happy, hitting coach. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. He's the 0-2 pitch, and it's outside. Lee running down the line will go back. Trickled off the glove of Rice, but only to the left-handed batter's box. Khalil's eager to come down, but that would not have been a wise choice. But always on alert for the dirt ball when you're running on third base. D's 1-2, runner goes to second. It's high, feigned throw down to second by Rice. He eats it and then immediately checks on Lee. So a stolen base uncontested for Dominguez. That's a rarity. Somebody other than De Los Santos stealing a base successfully. And it's 2-2 as Guerrero took that pitch for a ball. And Guerrero foul one back. Well, this is a big spot now. A hit here could open the lead back up to three runs. He's the 2-2. Guerrero takes it outside. Almost looked like a cross-up as Rice caught that ball awkwardly. Full count. Mets tonight 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And that second hit was moments ago for Dominguez that did not bring in a run. It's been a tough spot for the Mets tonight. 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed. The slider low and away, and Guerrero slams his bat down. As he's frustrated, another three-strikeout game. He had the home run in the second inning, and he did not want to follow it up with three straight strikeouts. Two stranded for the Mets. We're at the stretch. Close game. It's 6-5 St. Lucie.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. if it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Daniel Juarez gets an inning all to himself here, facing the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Mets leading by 1 in the home seventh. Another tight ball game last night. An outlier. Told them the stats that 15 of the Mets' 24 wins entering last night's game were finished with the tying run either at the plate or on base for the opponent. First pitch to Dominguez is a ball, and the second pitch is a ball low. It's 2-0. So that's a nice 9-3 win yesterday. Breathing room, not so much tonight. 2-0 pitch, and Dominguez pulls this one foul. That went into the seats. Heads up, everybody. Dominguez 0-for-2, hit by a pitch in the first inning and scored. Strikeout and a ground out. That's all as a left-handed hitter. 2-1 pitch, misses up 3-1. Ooh, he took a ball outside, ball four. Tying run, walked to start the seventh inning. Remember something a pitcher wants to do. And Dominguez hitting 130 as a left-handed hitter or against left-handed pitching. That's not a guy he wanted to walk. Marcos Cabrera, he takes a strike. Tampa's a team batting 194 against lefties. Waters the pitch home, gets a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Good pitch. O-2, swing and a miss on another high fastball. Went right back to the well. Gets the key strikeout. His second strikeout of the night. He and Seymour have now combined for 10 strikeouts. And here's Garcia, another switch hitter turning around and batting right-handed. Garcia, 1-for-21 against lefties. There's the pitch inside for a ball. The one hit, by the way, a home run. Runner goes, pitch is fouled back. Boy, Dominguez got a great jump despite Juarez, the lefty pitcher, peeking at him out of the corner of his eye. That was great timing. Juarez could not throw over. Would have been a balk. Again, the Tarpons trying to force the issue on the Mets' new catcher. 1-1 pitch. A fly ball into shallow right. Dominguez calling for it, searching for it. In the lights, makes the catch and falls down. Not pretty, but it works in the end. I wonder if he struggled with the lights. And the right fielder for Tampa yesterday, Battle, also had a similar play this time at night. Standard routine fly ball hit his way, albeit way up. Searched around for it. We're making an awkward catch. Well, here is Cowles. He's had a good night, 2 for 3. A couple of singles and a strikeout. He waves at a high fastball. Mets lead by 1. 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. Juarez trying to pitch around his leadoff walk. A long look at Dominguez. The 0-1 pitch, low. Dominguez has shortened the lead. A little surprising with 2 outs. Maybe not so much with Juarez now paying more attention to him. 1-1. Change up right across the letters. Called strike 2. Beautiful pitch. Juarez set. A 1-2. Nope. Instead, he's going to throw to first, and they have Dominguez in a rundown. It goes to Tillian. It goes back to Berciere, who tags him out. Pickoff caught stealing. 1-3-4-3. Good job by Juarez, holding long enough. And then the slide step to first base. Dominguez picked off. Inning over. The Mets will take the one-run lead into the 8th inning. That's coming next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Raul Berciere leading off the top of the 8th, getting down to the wire here. Bailey Dees pitching his second inning, and Berciere pokes one to right, falling fast. Good running catch by Mejia. Shin high. Berciere thought he had the poke for a base hit. That's one of the downfalls for hitters here in Tampa with that, you know, short right field. Now defenders can play a little more forward since there's less ground to cover over their head. Maybe at Clover Park that ball gets down. It's always been pretty for the Tarpons defensively in the series, but they've made a handful of nice plays. Junior Tillian having a terrific game. 2 for 3, double and a home run. Takes a strike from Dees. And then he slashes one into center field, freezes Dominguez for a moment. Dominguez backpedaling the whole way, makes the catch for 2 quick outs as he retires Tillian. Now the 9-hitter, Villalobos, searching for his first low A hit. I don't think you can call it low A anymore. I think it's just straight single A, but hard habit to break. He struck out twice and popped out. He Here he floats one foul towards the stands. That will be into the sixth row. Scores from around the league. Lakeland beating Jupiter 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth in Lakeland. So Jupiter looks like going down again, unless they're going to race a 7-run lead with three outs to go. So the Mets, you know, if they can hang on here and pick up another game in the standings and could push the lead in the East to 7. That would be, you know, four games gained in the span of four games. Pitch is outside. Daytona and Palm Beach already double-digit games behind the Mets. You know, we are, 36 games into the season now. So 30 games left after tonight in the first half. Start getting a 7-game lead. The clock really starts to tick on that second-place team. 2-2 on Villalobos, and he swings and misses. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Dees. He's pitched two scoreless, keeping the Tarpons in the game. They only trail by one. They're running out of outs. We'll go to the home eighth, 6-5 Mets. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Daniel Juarez's night is done. Nate Jones takes over in the eighth. Nate could possibly be looking at a six-out save opportunity. The Mets leading by one. Juarez did his part. He stranded the tying run that he inherited, and then he did not give up a run in his own inning. An inning in the third, hitless, scoreless, with one walk, two strikeouts. On 20 pitches, good work from Juarez. Here comes Ben Cowles to the plate. He was at the plate when Dominguez was picked off to end the inning. Fastball from Jones is low for ball one. Jones, two saves and two chances this year. This is game 10 for him. Seems to be getting better after missing all last year with injury. As this ball's inside, it's 2-0. Last pitch 6 days ago against Lakeland. A shaky save, but he got it done. Fast strike on the corner makes it 2-1. He gave up a couple of hits and a run in inning in the third against the Flying Tigers. Had to give an old intentional walk to Jose De La Cruz. As this ball is flied deep into right, but it's not going to make the warning track. caught by Dominguez, who has no problem this time. Seeing the ball in the bright lights. Powell's is out. Bring Richardson to the bat. Mets were down 3-0 after one. Scored the next six. Tampa scratched two across in the bottom of the six. Here's a ground ball out to Tillian. The quick throw to first in time. Pretty sure-handed, Junior Tillian. The ball was a slow chop. And it gets Richardson. Two up, two down. And Mejia will come up. Mejia 0 for 2. Two strikeouts and a walk. Jones trying to make this a easy peasy inning. Fastball, strike on the corner. Jones this inning topping out at 94. This ball is fouled back, another heater, and it's nothing in two on Mejia. Jones set, 0-2 pitch, slider away. Mejia wouldn't chase. Remember, Mejia got down against Seymour in the fourth, 0-2, and spit on four pitches and took the walk. So it appeared to have to be in the strike zone. There's the foul tip on the slider. Strike three, sit down, Alan Mejia. Good job by Villalobos to hang on. And that was a carefree inning there for Jones. Fly out, ground out, strikeout in short order. Sends the game to the ninth. Mets leading by a run. We'll look for insurance when we come back.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Ninth inning and a new pitcher for the Tarpons. Their fourth of the night, Enrique Santana replacing Bailey Deez. Deez did a nice job. Two scoreless innings. Had the seventh inning with two in scoring position with two outs and struck out Guerrero to keep it a one-run deficit. Now Santana takes over. He has not given up an earned run in 6 2/3, but four total runs. Sounds like some porous defense behind him. Well, Ramirez has had a quiet night by his standards, 1-for-4 with three strikeouts. He's gotten the chase happy again. And here. He swings and misses at a ball well off the plate. A lot of unbalanced swings from Alex tonight, not staying level. He did single and score in the third, and the one-run lead, and that is a big run as this ball fouled away to the right. And the story of this one so far is the Mets have homered four times tonight, four different players. Clawing back from being down 3-0 early and getting by on the mound. Really a nice job on the mound between Seymour, Juarez, and Jones now after the rocky first inning. In six innings, Tampa has not scored a run in tonight. 0-2 pitches away. I wonder if Robbie Robinson had to do it again, if he would have brought Juarez out to start the sixth inning. He gave Seymour a shot. The first two pitches were singled, and both those runs scored. Make it from 6-3 to 6-5. 1-2 pitches high. But, you know, at this level, you got to test guys out. At the big league level, you probably turn it over to the bullpen right there. Part of the development in the minors is to push guys from time to time. Ball four has been called, an auto ball on the pitcher Santana. He violated the pitch clock. The umpire behind home plate, Wachowski, stepped to the side, put up four fingers, and sent Ramirez down to first. Now the catcher Rice will go out and have a word with Santana. Wachowski, the home plate umpire, Tuesday night as well, he called an auto strike on Cowles, I believe it was on Garcia, actually, to start the at-bat with two outs and the tying run on base. So he's not afraid to call the clock like he sees it, and despite being late in the game in a tight spot. There's a pitch up high after the mound visit to De Los Santos. You have Ramirez on first. There's a huge insurance run. He's got good speed, but not a lot of stolen bases. I don't think he's going to run. Here's a pitch that gets away from Rice. I think a cross-up, but Rice, it bounces off of him and then halfway back to the mound. Forward bounce instead of backwards. Keep Ramirez at first. Ramirez on the bases this year. Two stolen bases. He's been caught five times. Maybe better to hang back and see if De Los Santos can move him over. There's a swing and a miss. Omar tonight, 1-for-4 with the two-run blast in the third inning. That gave the Mets the lead. They've led ever since. 463 feet. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to second base is not going to be in time. A decent jump for Ramirez, but that ball really ballooned out of the hand of Rice, who immediately starts wiping his hand on his pant leg. And not much on that. It was high, too. So a stolen base. It's a 2-2 count. And that is a big runner for the Mets in scoring position with nobody out. Two-two pitch. Sawed off to the right. Will land up by the Dex bullpen bar. One of those other new areas where fans can watch a game from after the Tampa renovation back in 2016-17. It's closed now. It was opened earlier. They had a big group down there. 2-2. De Los Santos swings and misses at the pitch in the dirt and strikes out. He cannot move Ramirez down to third base. One away in the top of the ninth. The Mets leading 6-5. Khalil Lee having a good night. 2-for-4 is up. doubled last time. First pitch, he swings and misses at the fastball. Four Tampa pitchers, Fitz, Cortillo, Dees, and Santana, have combined to strike out the Mets 23 times. Only one walk, and that was on the auto ball four. Lee takes one away. Ball and a strike. Santana, he's close to violating the clock again. No time left. He throws the pitch, and it swung on and missed. We're strike two. Good sink on that fastball. Swing and a miss. Late, way late was Lee. A strikeout. Two away, and Ramirez, who was on second with no outs, still out there with two outs. And he'll turn to William Lugo, look for a pick-me-up and an insurance run. Lugo 1-for-3 with an RBI double tonight. Santana's pitch is swung on and missed. Another good sinker. De Los Santos, Lee, and now Lugo don't seem to be picking that pitch up. O-1, slider away. Now they're calling that a cutter. Looks like a hard slider. High 80s. 1-1 pitch. This is a four-seamer. Too high. Two balls and a strike. 6-5 Mets. Two outs. A runner on second in the top of the ninth. Somewhere in that Mets dugout, Nate Jones sits and waits. As time is called. By Lugo at the plate. Two-one. Lugo swings and misses at the cutter. And it's 2-2. He did not get cheated on that swing. It was a mighty cut. Ramirez trying to steal third, pitches high for a ball, and no throw goes to third. Ramirez stops at the base, standing up. Not much interest in making a play there was Rice. A full count. So Ramirez doubles his steal total in the year this inning. This pitch to the backstop, and Ramirez is going to come on home, and he will score. There's the insurance. The importance of getting to third base with two outs in the inning cannot be overstated here at the single-A level. Too many balls to the backstop. And that was a key one. So Ramirez hasn't used his wheels a lot this year, uses them there. And that steal of third base that Tarpons had no interest in making a play on really hurt them. Rachel Balkovic coming out to the mound to make another pitching change. And Santana so close to getting around that leadoff walk, stranding Ramirez, cannot do it. It's 7-5 Mets, new pitcher for the Tarpons when we come back.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
You can hear it on the PA system. Trevor Holloway, the new pitcher for Tampa, looking for the last out of the top of the ninth, facing Carlos Dominguez. In the 20-pitch inning for Santana. Struck out two, walked two, surrendered a run on a wild pitch. Now Dominguez. Well, the Mets have the insurance run. Two outs in the ninth. Swing away, Carlos. First pitch. He will hold up and take a ball. By the way, that wild pitch to the backstop was also ball four to Lugo. So good job by Lugo to hang in there, get that count deep. And now on base. 1-0 pitch. Dominguez does take a big cut, fouls it straight back to the stands. Dominguez tonight, 1-for-4. The single, that's another reason to swing away and try to hit one out of here. He's already got a hit taken care of this evening. He's seen four of his teammates leave the yard. 1-1 pitch, a slider, he swings through and misses. Relief appearance number 8-9 of the season for Holloway. 2 ERA on the dot. And he gets a swing and a miss from Dominguez. Half-hearted swing on a slider away. The inning is over. Three strikeouts for the Tarpons in the inning. They've now struck out the Mets 15 times tonight. The Mets have homered four times. Is the two-run lead enough? We'll see. Bottom of the ninth is coming up next.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Interesting that it's going to be Dan Goggin on the mound trying to close out this game in the bottom of the ninth. Thought Nate Jones, after his 9-pitch, 1-2-3 eighth, would get the ball. That's one of the issues about the radio room up here in Tampa. You don't have a good sight line of the bullpen. Did not see Dan warming up down there. Well, he's still on MILB rehab assignment, has been for, well, we're closing in on almost a month now. Connor Cannon is at the plate, and he takes ball one low. The walks have been a problem for Goggin. He has walked at least one in every appearance this year. Don't want to be doing that. Trying to get the last three outs in the ninth. Pitch way outside. It's 2-0. He last appeared Sunday against Lakeland. A couple of innings, one hit, one run, one walk, and two strikeouts. It's a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-1. Goggin, this is his first save opportunity of the season. So as his rehab continues, he gets a high leverage spot. There's a pitch low, and it's 3-1. Three-one pitch, a swing and a miss on what would have been ball four. It was high. Full count. Tarpons need a base runner. Ball just off the plate for ball four. A dreaded walk will bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. That's now 10 walks and 7 1/3 innings for Goggin this year. And here's Rice, who's 0-for-3 from the 9 spot. And the top of the order looms right after this. First pitch, a changeup swung on and missed. Good pitch. Strike one. Mets were able to close out a 6-run ninth inning lead yesterday. They had a 3-run ninth inning lead on Tuesday. Here's a ground ball. The second could be two. Tillian, the shuffle to Lugo. Lugo stole to first in time. There it is. 4-6-3 double play. Mets averaging about one double play per game. That's the first DP they get tonight. And just like that, Goggin's an out away. And the tying run is back to the on-deck circle. Vargas, the last hope for Tampa. And he takes a changeup for a strike. And I was saying on Tuesday, the Mets had a 3-run lead entering the ninth. Tampa lost by one with the tying run on third base. And here's a pitch for a strike. It's nothing and two, and now Tampa down to its last strike. Vargas seems a little shell-shocked up there. Goggin wasting no time, the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, ball game over. Mets win. Leadoff walk gone on a double play, then a strikeout, and just like that, the Mets have extended their winning streak to 8 games, their longest streak of the season. And the boys in gray, orange, and blue pile out of the dugout and the bullpen to form that happy high five line for the 26th time this season. They beat the Tampa Tarpons 7-5, overcoming a 3-0 deficit in the first inning. Slugged the ball tonight with a season high 4 home runs in a single game from 4 different players. What energy from this St. Lucie Mets team as they go up 3-0 in this series against the Tarpons. All they got to do over the next 3 games is win one more, get their 6th series win out of 7 series this year. With the win, the Mets improved to 26-10, and now a 7-game lead in the East Division. That is a season high. They added 4 games to their division lead in the last 4 games. The winning pitcher tonight is Carson Seymour. He hung in there. Losing pitcher, Richard Fitz and Dan Goggin. Congrats to him, his first save of the season and what's going to be his best appearance so far of the season. Good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets tonight. Take a break, come back to wrap it all up. 7-5 Mets over the Tarpons.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to George M. Steinbrenner Fields. Adam McDonough with you from high atop the action. Fourth, third floor broadcasting booth. St. Lucie Mets winners again. 7-5 over Tampa. Up 3-0 in the series. And now riding a season-high 8-game winning streak with a 26-10 record. They'll have, at worst, the second-best winning percentage in all of MILB by the end of the night. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started for Tampa in the first inning. Shocking, really, because Carson Seymour had only allowed one run in his first six games. He gave up three in the first four batters as he gives up a leadoff single to Vargas, plunks Jason Dominguez, throws a wild pitch to move runners up, and then surrenders a two-run single to Garcia. That made it 2-0. And then Garcia eventually steals third and comes home on an errant throw by Villalobos to Guerrero at third base. That made it 3-0. Almost shocked to the system there. But the Mets played the long ball game to come back. In the second inning, two outs, Justin Guerrero and Raul Berciarte hit back-to-back home runs against Richard Fitz, starter for Tampa. That made it 3-2, and it really gave life to the Mets and kind of stole the momentum from the Tarpons. In the third inning, Ramirez led off with a single, and then De Los Santos just nuked a ball to left field, 463 feet. I just can't explain how impressive that is for a single-A player to give the Mets a 4-3 lead. Next batter, Khalil Lee, reaches on an error. He would score on a William Lugo double. That made it 5-3. In the sixth inning, Junior Tillian gets into the action with the home run, his second of the year. The Mets fourth of the game from their fourth different player. Extends the lead to 6-3. Tampa comes up with a response in the bottom of the sixth. The first two pitches from Seymour are singles from Cowles and Richardson. Cannon would drive in a run on a ground ball that was an error. Well, Cowles would first score to make it 6-4 in a wild pitch, and then Richardson would score when Cannon ground that at a ball to Lugo for the RBI. Ended up being an E6. That made it 6-5. Juarez comes in the game, strands Cannon at second to keep the Mets in front. In the ninth inning, the Mets get a key insurance run. Alex Mears takes an auto ball four to lead off the inning. Steals second, steals third uncontested, and Tampa paid the price for that as Alex would score on a wild pitch to make it 7-5. There's your scoring summary. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. St. Lucie, 7 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Mets have now scored 21 runs in the 3 games. Tampa, 5 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. Hitters in the game, Tillian, 2-for-4, second straight day with multiple hits for him. Lee went 2-for-5. Ramirez, De Los Santos, Lugo, Dominguez, Guerrero, Bercierta also at hits. That's 8 out of 9 in the lineup getting hit tonight. For Tampa, Vargas 2-for-5. Cowles 2-for-4. The other hits from Garcia and Richardson. Pitchers in the game, Seymour with the win. He's now 4-0 in 7 games. 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. 2 walks, his ERA jumped from 0.36 to 1.19. But still, he showed some gritty stuff after that first inning. Juarez, a hold, an inning and 2/3, scoreless hitless with the walk and 2 strikeouts. Jones, the clean 8th with the strikeout. Goggin with the 9th, walking a batter, but getting a double play and a strikeout. So all told, the 3 Mets relievers combining for 3 2/3 hitless, scoreless innings. And won a lot of games like that. For Tampa, Fitz drops to 0-3. Mets hit him around pretty good. 7 hits and 5 runs, 4 earned, 3 homers. No walks and 8 strikeouts. 4 1/3 innings for Fitz. Cortijo, an inning and 1/3, a hit, a run. It was the home run by Tillian. Dees, 2 scoreless innings. Santana, 2/3 of an inning, hitless, but 1 run on 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. And Holloway got the last out of the ninth on a strikeout. Ball game played in 2 hours and 34 minutes. Not that bad. Felt sloppy and like a slog early there with a score being 5-3 through 3 innings. We started to breeze in the middle and towards the end. Attendance was 822 baseball-loving souls here at Steinbrenner. That is the best crowd of the 3 series so far through 3 games. Also want to point out the Mets, we talk about their 15-3 home record, which is outstanding. But the Mets, with this win, now improved to 11-7 away from Clover Park. And that is the best in the league as well. As a matter of fact, the Mets and Fort Myers, the only 2 teams out of the 10 in the league that are above 500 on the road. And the Mets are 4 games above 500. Pretty neat for this St. Lucie team, which still can't say it yet, but you're starting to get the feeling that if they continue this run, they can pull away in the East. It's already a 7-game lead with now 30 to go in the first half. Well, the Mets will now turn their attention towards a series victory. They can nab that tomorrow with a win in Game 4. It will be Dom Hamill on the mound for the Mets coming off of his best start. It will be another 6:30 game time. The weather, though, tomorrow looks to be the worst weather that we may have had, at least in the forecast, all season. It's a 70% chance of strong thunderstorms in the afternoon. So we might have to play a little waiting game tomorrow. We'll keep you up to date on the website, stluciemets.com. But right now, plan for a 6:30 first pitch and a 6:20 airtime. If you're listening back home on the Treasure Coast, we will be carried on WPSL 1590 AM. Appreciate you if you could listen to our partner there on old-fashioned terrestrial AM radio. Well, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Tampa, the St. Lucie Mets 7, the Tampa Tarpons 5. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets and Tarpons part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.